I was a baby when I left Guatemala. When I was born, my actual parents already had 6 other children and couldn't look after me as well, so I went to an orphanage. My parents were looking for another child to adopt, and they saw a picture of me. They brought me to the UK and welcomed me home. Sometimes I think about my brothers and sisters in Guatemala and what life would have been like there. I would probably be working in the fields. I love my life here. It's the only life I know. I feel British. This is my home, where Mum and Dad and all my friends are. Maybe when I'm older, I will visit Guatemala.
When my parents told me, Inza, we're moving to England, I thought it was going to be paradise. But when we left the airport and went to our new home, I couldn't believe how cold and dark it was. In South Sudan, you get kids everywhere, and it's not hard to make friends. In England, there's no one around. You've always got to be careful. I have to phone my mum and tell her where I am and what I'm doing so that she knows I'm safe. I miss the free life in South Sudan. There's too much crime here. I feel happy to be with my parents, but I don't feel at home in England. When I'm older and have made some money, I will go back to South Sudan and build a big house for all my family to live in.
During the summer, I turned 13. I should have been happy, but I felt miserable. My mother, my little brother, and I had just arrived in London from Afghanistan. We were moved into a hostel in the affluent northwest of the city. The journey to London had been difficult and challenging, and we were forced to separate from my father and older brother a few weeks earlier. The hostel was situated on a beautiful tree-lined avenue. A pleasant walk north took you to Hampstead Heath, and to the south was Regent's Park. Every day we would walk around and around the park's ornate rose garden, and then sit by the fountain, our favourite spot, waiting for any news about my father and brother. I missed them terribly, and didn't understand why we had been forced to split up. It took 6 months before we were reunited with them. Now we're all together, and that's all that matters. I live in council housing with my brother and parents. We emigrated here 5 years ago when I was 9. My family doesn't have much money, but my parents make school a priority. I picked up English really quickly. My dad was a civil engineer back home and is brilliant at maths, so he helped me a lot. When I started school and made friends, I finally got to see how British people live. Not just the stereotypes. What they really do, eat, and talk about. My biggest challenge so far has been coping with feeling very different to everyone else. I can't really invite my friends back to my house for a sleepover or girls' night. My parents have different cultural expectations to my friends' parents. They haven't really integrated as well as my brother and me. It's easy for us because we can meet friends at school. Mum and Dad are more isolated